שלום ליהודים, שלום לבני נוח, שלום לגויים. It's the evening of the sixth day, ערב ראש חודש מנחם אב, תשעין ה, פרשס מטוס מסה, the evening of the fifth day, Thursday, 16 July, 2015, webcasting from the Holy Land, again in Jewish hands after almost 2,000 years. That fact surely contributes to the hostility to Israel. As in every generation, people hate the Jews who, by their fidelity to their God, and their functionally miraculous survival as a people, are evidence that he exists, and that makes a lot of people angry at us. And it also seems that what's happening these days is evidence that all those Holocaust shrines and museums, I think there are more than 100 in the States alone, and the university courses on the Holocaust, have not suppressed the need of at least some goyim to salivate at the prospect of murdering us all. It's thus no coincidence that for thousands of years, Christians believed all Jews to be murderers, Christ killers. The Jews were guilty of murder, not their accusers salivating with the thirst for Jewish blood. I think that in light of the last 48 hours, it's fair to say that the wheel of time has spun backwards to a time when one country was absolutely obsessed with killing millions of Jews. Nobody did anything about it. And because the world did not stop Hitler in time, he did manage to murder a third of world Jewry before being stopped, but he also oversaw the death of tens of millions of other people who died because they did not stop him in time. In their defense, they had no precedent for even conceiving of what Hitler had in mind. In fairness to them, they had no concept of a Holocaust. That word came into use after the war. In our time, however, we have the Holocaust itself as a precedent. And I'm surprised that the comparisons between Nazi Germany and Iran are not being made. Part of the failure is the very concept of Holocaust education, which expression I've never liked. What is that? What is it that is being taught? That racism is a bad thing, that even anti-Semitism is a bad thing. But what is anti-Semitism? We're faced today with another Nazi Germany. Only this time, the world as a whole is playing along and playing Obama's Fort Hood game. They're denying it. Iran's regime is as crazy about Jews as Germany's and Austria's when they were Nazis. And what was decided 2 days ago in Vienna, of all places, birth of Nazism, was to hand over to the regime in Tehran $150 billion to lift economic sanctions on it and tell it to just wait a few years and then you can have your bomb when we are no longer players. That was the message at the table in Vienna last week. The lead story in the MSM here this morning was the same in all of them, even using the same words. The media blitz by the prime minister. That's his way of dealing with the news out of Vienna. Yesterday he spoke to ABC and to NBC and to NPR. He opened fire with his best weapons, his rhetoric, his measured rational criticism. What is patently an act of thinking in Vienna so detached from common sense as to be a form of insanity. What this Iran deal calls to mind is the Oslo abomination, when it was decided by Israel's leaders to shake hands with Arafat and company and give them things in the belief it would change them. Yes, they were terrorists in the past, but the Oslo peace process would make them ex-terrorists, said Shimon Peres. One of the proofs of the inhuman stupidity of Marxism has always been its soulless obliviousness to human nature, that all of Karl Marx's cogitation could not bend to his dreams. Marxists do not believe in God and also do not believe in the soul, and as such are psychological blockheads. They have no sense of the boundaries of the human person. Oslo was the belief that Yasser Arafat and all his followers could be reformed. That was a huge mistake. It was, in a way, a refusal to judge him and his cronies for the evil men that they were. We have known as well numerous instances of leading Israelis, like even the Prime Minister Ehud Barak, empathizing with Arab terrorist murderers. And it was this leftist intelligence so-called, which allowed for the Oslo sickness to fester. Bale and Peres Rabin, the whole lot of them, had in their heads an image of the Arabs that was woefully misconceived. They saw in them, because they wanted to see in them, fellow nationalists, just like the Zionists, with whom they could share a homeland. A deal could be worked out. Big mistake. These Arabs were never Palestinian nationalists. That was as much of an Israeli leftist invention as it was an Arab invention, and as such was hardly the first time the Arabs stole, plagiarized something from the Jews, in this case their Zionism. That's all Palestinian nationalism is. It's a rip-off of Zionism. You know, when ancient people abused by racists who forced them to live in a diaspora, homeless, what was done to the Jews by the Nazis, and then the Jews did to the ancient Palestinians. That's Nakba Day. I find it dizzying that the Germans, the French, and the British would go along with Obama's abomination this week. It's as if all those Holocaust ceremonials and books and lectures have gone for nothing. Here is Iran shrieking like Nazi Germany about the Jews, and here are the Germans and the French and the British voting to send them $150 billion and let them build their atomic bomb, if not right away, then a few years down the line. Then it will be all right to drop it on the Jews, is the logic of this week's agreement. Noteworthy today as well were the reactions of these three countries to our Israeli house of protest yesterday. Germany's foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said Israel should not criticize the agreement in a very coarse way. That's how he characterized Bibi's criticism. Steinmeier did not like Bibi's uppity tone. Also revealed was the immediate plan of Germany's Minister of the Economy, Sigmar Gabriel, who this very Sunday is going to fly to Tehran to, quote, according to the Jerusalem Post, tap the opportunities from the deal. Yes, sir. Minister Gabriel, for those who don't know, was here in Israel in 2012, and when he was here, in our country, he called us an apartheid society. No respect. It's Germans like these which make me despair of the hope, the belief that the Holocaust had changed these people in Germany. In a word, the old hostility is bubbling up to the surface again after hiding underground, so to speak, for a couple of generations. Likewise, France's Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, the apostate Jew, who has spent the recent weeks trying to craft a resolution to screw Israel at the UN, also announced his intention of flying to Tehran. And of course, the British Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, with the typical British understatement, sneered that Israel does not want a deal. Israel wants a permanent standoff, and I believe that's in the interests of the region. I don't believe it is in our interests. That's right, Israel doesn't want an agreement. Israel wants constant friction. No, Philip Hammond, it's not that Israel does not want an agreement. It's that with such as Iran, you don't make an agreement, because they never honor agreements. So why make them? If anyone had any doubts about the end of the so-called post-war era, it's upon us now. It has taken two generations, 70, 80 years, for the world to recuperate, so to speak, from World War II and get back to normal, which it's acceptable again to abuse the Jews, snare at the Jews, menace the Jews with mass murder. Let's not kid ourselves. The ancient factor of our being Jews cannot be dismissed as the principal fuel for this madness, I think. Here is Iran crowing like a cock at dawn out of its desire to murder millions of Jews in an atomic inferno, and here are the P5+1 countries smiling and handing over a fortune in money and blessing Iran's quest for an atomic bomb, which they will have, if not tomorrow, then in a few years' time. With the self-persuasion among these P5 countries, that really is the best path to peace. I have the same feeling about Obama and John Kerry and their flunky Ben Rhodes as I did about Balin, Peres, and Rabin, those done about human nature. Again and again, Iran has broken its word. Islam lets you do that to the enemy. Only now Iran will keep its word and abide by this agreement. This is Albert Einstein's definition of insanity, signing an agreement with Iran after its violation of 6 UN Security Council documents is doing the same thing in the expectation that this time the result will be different. That these contemptible diplomats in Vienna agree to this capitulation to Iran is an evil in itself, and another evil is pretending that what they're doing is paving the road to peace. You know, the way Chamberlain believed Hitler's words. And again, how central is the fact that at stake is the survival of the Jewish people in the face of yet another nation that wants to kill us all. Kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla le rosh hashmurot kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla le rosh hashmurot kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla le rosh hashmurot kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla le rosh hashmurot ahayay ahayayay shifri kamayim kamayim libech נוכח פני השם איי 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 שפרי כמיים כמיים ליבך נוכח פני השם Nanai, nanana, nanai, 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 nanana, nanai, 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 Kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla le rosh hashmurot kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla le rosh hashmurot kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla le rosh hashmurot kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla le rosh hashmurot ahayay ahayayay shifri kamayim kamayim libech nochach penei Hashem ahayayayayay שפרי כמיים, כמיים ליבך נוכח פני השם. Nanai, nanana, nanai, 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 nanana, nanana, nanai, 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 nanana, nanai, 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 nanana, nanana, nanai, nanai, nanai. Mordechai Kedar should be a name known to you all. He was a career IDF intelligence officer, fluent in Arabic, steeped in knowledge of Islam and Arab history. If you have not had the pleasure, you can find him on YouTube in a video of him being interviewed in Arabic by Al Jazeera, and he ran in circles around his Arab interviewer. I always enjoy his fact-filled pieces, like the current one on the Arut Sheva site, called The End of an Era. But what I found most illuminating in his piece was what was not there. In his take on Tuesday's abomination in Vienna, he surveyed the chaos of the Arab world and the role of Iran in it. All true, Iran is a major player in the endless fighting in Syria and Iraq and Yemen, and it's a domination in Lebanon via Hezbollah. He listed 4 reasons for the West's capitulation to Iran. 1, Obama's quest for a legacy. 2, Europe's hunger for trade. 3, a delusion that it was possible to supervise Iran's nuclear works. And 4, the belief that in 15 years, Iran will have become a peace-loving nation. As I've said before, I doubt number 1, the legacy claim. Number two, I agree with, no doubt Europe wants business, but what I find astonishingly absent here is any role for anti-Semitism. The old anti-Jew animus, Mordechai Kidar, knows Islam and the Arabs inside out, but as an Israeli, he grew up in Israel's cocoon culture of no Gentiles and seems unaware of the role of the age-old hatred of Jews in Europe, which surely has played a role in these negotiations. Anti-Semitism is not one of his factors when I think it's the central factor. Something sinister and sick in the UK, France, and Germany, above all, forget the Chinese and the Russians, is submitting this way to an Iran that is as blatantly crazy about Jews as the Germans were. What they voted on this week was forking over all that money to this regime, which will not use it for the common weal, but to wage jihad, for that is what Iran is all about. Jihad, otherwise known as terrorism. Their aggression against the world, as the number one backer of terrorism, is expressed in the jihad. And here are these otherwise free Western societies handing over all this loot, I guess the way they used to pay tribute to the Pasha's Beys and Days of North Africa, the Barbary pirate Pashas, not to attack their commercial shipping and enslave their merchant seamen and innocent passengers. Islam has been at war with non-Muslims since the day it was born. It swept out of the Arabian Peninsula into Egypt in the year 640, and over the next 70 years swept across North Africa all the way to Gibraltar, and then leapt across to Europe in the year 711 and remained in Iberia for the next almost 800 years. To the east, in the year 1683, the Ottoman Turks almost conquered Vienna, and in all the centuries between, there was always violence and hostility in the Mediterranean, raids and counter-raids. The Muslims swept even further east into India and committed possibly the greatest massacres in history against the idol-worshipping Hindus and Buddhists. Tens of millions of people were murdered by them. So the evil of this agreement with Iran cannot be overstated. Iran is a proven dictatorship run by cruel Muslim priests. It's behind the barbaric massacres in Syria and Iraq and Yemen. It openly laughs at its desire to destroy Israel. And here are the UK, France, and Germany playing along and snapping back at Israel when the Prime Minister snaps at them. They're all hungry for business, and they brush off Israel's fears like so much dust off one's lapel. It's why I object to the very term Holocaust education, because it should have been an always anti-Jew hatred education, an investigation into how in every generation people believe in these hallucinatory tales of Jewish evil and how they hate us and they kill us in that spirit. Yesterday, and hardly for the first time, yet another Arabian female with a knife in her hand snuck up on some of our soldiers and plunged the blade into the back of one of them. He's okay, though. And why? Well, in her interrogation, she said she dreamed of murder. Because Palestine belongs to the Palestinians, presumably, in her head, and her belief that Israel stole it from them, from her people, and or she's a Muslim and believes that Jews are a believer's number one enemy, as it says in the Quran, the embodiment of evil we are. I think it's about time, too, for our prime minister and other ministers to start making the comparisons between Nazi Germany and Iran, though I am not hopeful they will, because our leaders, like the otherwise excellent Mordechai Kidar, continuously, constitutionally it seems, are hard of hearing, so to speak, when anti-Semitism is in the air. Na 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 Nai nai na 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 nai na nai na nai 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 na na nai na na nai na nai nai na na nai 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 na 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 nai na nai na nai 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 na na nai Hashem melech Hashem malach Hashem imloch לעולם ועד השם מלך השם מלך השם ימלוך לעולם ועד
והיה השם למלך על כל הארץ, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. אוי נא 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 נא. השם מלך, השם מלך, השם ימלוך לעולם ועד. השם מלך, השם מלך, השם ימלוך לעולם ועד. והיה השם למלך,
למלך על כל,
על כל הארץ, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. הוי והיה השם למלך,
למלך על כל,
על כל הארץ, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. הוי נא 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 nai 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 nai
nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai nai.
עלינו לשבח לאדון הכל, לתת גדולה ליוצר בראשית, שלא עשנו כגויי הארצות, ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה, שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונם. ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסד ארץ, ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל, ושכינת עוזו בגובי מרומים, הוא אלוקינו אין עוד, אמת מלכינו אפס זולתו, ככתוב בתורתו, וידעת היום והשבות אל לבביך, כי השם הוא האלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד. עלינו לשבח לאדון הכל, לתת גדולה ליוצר בראשית, שלא עשנו כגויי הארצות, ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה, שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונם. ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסד ארץ, ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל, ושכינת עוזו בגובי מרומים, הוא אלוקינו אין עוד, אמת מלכינו אפס זולתו, ככתוב בתורתו, וידעת היום והשבות אל לבביך, כי השם הוא האלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד.
נאי נא 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 nai na 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 na
בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחתנו.
Okay, I don't know about you, but I miss music. We have another, what, 9-10 days of that. Anyway, until after the Holy Sabbath, Laila Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Me'eretz Yisrael.